And welcome back to second episode of season two of the NutriZone.
Yeah, welcome back. As always, I'm Tyler Gallo.
I'm John Hanna.
And we have a special guest today. Mr. Michael Goob Greco is back in town from Duquesne to be on the podcast for today's
episode. Not a call-in, but I'm back.
Yeah, not a call-in. We're going to figure out
you
how to
heard
call.
Me. I said unfortunately.
We're going to figure out a call-in.
He's unfortunately
somebody.
Back from Duquesne, which means he wasn't here to begin with. So it's unfortunate he went to Duquesne. That's why I said unfortunate.
Well, we're going to figure out how to call somebody in at some point. Because we're going to have to. But like I said to John before, in the open, we used that song last year, I think, for the first episode, very first episode.
I don't think we used Mr. Blue Sky.
No, yeah, for our very first episode of NutriZone, we used that as our song. So a bit of a repeat there, but hey, it doesn't matter. So, yeah.
Stir fry.
Yeah, well, okay. Goob is back in town and everything is good, but a bit of sad news. Unfortunately, I do not think we will be having a YouTube channel this upcoming season because we figured out that we were probably going to get copywritten for many things that we put on here. So yeah, no.
I think life's about taking chances.
Yeah, I know, but they ding everybody for something at some point. So it is. All right, and our question of the day. So you can do both teams for this. If you could pick any other MLB or NHL team to like, who would it be and why? And I'm gonna go over to Goob to start it off.
Ooh, okay. For an MLB team, I don't know, because I really don't follow baseball. I'd probably like to follow, can I just say a random team? I don't know, the Diamondbacks? I
think. Just any random team. Dang, I thought you were going to say the Mets.
I mean, I've watched some Mets baseball, so sure, the Mets. I'll follow the Mets. NHL team, this isn't because they won the Cup this year, but I probably follow St. Louis because I have family out there. I mean, they're probably my top team in the Western Conference, so probably St. Louis.
All right, John, how about you?
MLB, it'd either be Pittsburgh, because I go here now, or Minnesota. Would you like to know why?
I feel
why?
Like every single time you said Minnesota in this entire podcast, you say it like that.
Well, you know why?
It's the funniest thing
you
ever.
You know why I chose Minnesota?
Because they're good.
No.
Because it's fun to say.
No. Oh. I'm going to ask, you know this answer. I'm going to ask Goob. Do you know where Minnesota's AAA affiliate is?
Oh, yeah.
Is it Minnesota?
No, it's my hometown of Rochester, New York. The Rochester Red Wings.
Interesting.
And then for hockey, I'd either go with... Actually, I think it's going to be Minnesota as well. Or Minnesota. Because...
oh, he said it wrong once. Oh, there it is, folks. He finally said it wrong.
Because they had, a whole bunch of former Sabres on their team. They've had Chris Stewart, Thomas Vanek, Jason Pominville, Cody McCormick. Or our Buffalo's expansion team, or brethren... The Vancouver Canucks. Oh, back in Vancouver.
Yeah,
Vancouver.
You know, yeah. So today we have a bit of a call.
Hey, what about you?
Hold on, I'll get to it in a second. We have a call in Yost Baum today. He cannot make it here today. He said the St. Louis Blues will miss the playoffs this year, which honestly I could see happening because the Blues were the most random team to win the Stanley Cup, and I will say this. I will ride this out till I die. Like that, if you told me at the beginning of the year that group of guys was going to win the Stanley Cup, I wouldn't have believed you.
I'd laugh.
I'd laugh. Like, Chris Thorburn, Ryan O'Reilly, Ivan Barbashev, who I'd never heard of before this season, Nikita Shoshnikov. Like, half these guys are random. You got Tarasenko.
Half the guys are throwaways. I mean, wait, Ryan O'Reilly was not random. He was...
He drove his car into the Tim Hortons. But,
well, that's his fault.
But, yeah, I mean, for the most part, it's a bunch of guys that you would not expect to just come together. I mean, that's what the Stanley Cup playoffs is whatever team comes together the most and plays like a team throughout the entire playoffs wins the Stanley Cup. So, yeah, for me, MLB and NHL team. For MLB, this is a tough one, but I don't know.
Buccos, easy answer.
No, not the Buccos. They're terrible. I would have to say.
I mean, so were the Mets in the top, the beginning half of the year.
Yeah, they're actually all right now. They're winning 7-0 in the Nationals. I'm watching in the background, but it's tough. It's a really tough decision because I can't really go off the Mets. But I used to pay attention to Houston. I like Houston. Never. I'm wearing an Astros shirt under this Altuve, under my Devils jersey. But yeah, I think I'd have to go with Houston. I like them. They're a pretty good team and they're fun to watch. Maybe Tampa, too. I like Tampa Bay. They're a very underrated team. And then NHL, I have to go Carolina because I like their jerseys. I always like their jerseys, except for their alts for last year, which sucked. But, yeah, I've never really – you can't really hate Carolina.
Oh, no.
I mean, except for John, who can hate them because they beat them in the playoffs. But
I mean, considering that Jay McKee had a staph infection that game, you know,
the great Jay McKee.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all I have to be my thing. So, all right, baseball news. Let's get right into it. September baseball is here, the most exciting time of the baseball season. The Mets are playing meaningful baseball in September. I never thought I'd say that this season, and I'm very happy to hear that. So right now they're up 7-0 on the Nationals in the top of the or bottom of the ninth. Tyler Bachelor's on the mound. But yeah, September baseball. It's a great time of the year. I mean, sad to say for a Pirates fan, though, because they're so far out of it right
now.
We
swept
the worst team in the NL West.
It's a sweep, though.
Yeah, I mean,
we swept
the
Marlins.
Can we sweep the Marlins, too?
We swept.
I think we could.
But yeah,
but
September
this is Pirates
baseball,
and you never know.
September baseball is here, and it is good. Yesterday, a big thing, the first time we've had one of these fall right before our podcast, Justin Verlander threw a no-hitter yesterday.
No.
A no-no, his third of his career. He joins, I think, six other players in history to do that. That is amazing. And does he have the most envied life of anyone? He goes out there and pitches shutout baseball, no-hitters, and then he goes home to Kate Upton. Like, really, like, what else could you want? I mean, you guys are allowed to talk, by the way. I don't have to be the only one talking.
Well, you
here.
Could be Mike Fisher and just go home to Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true, but Upton, Carrie Underwood, I think I'd go with Kate Upton.
Absolutely.
But yeah, he goes out, throws a no-hitter. We will have that clip later in our new favorite segment, Clips. And then Carlos Carrasco, this is a very feel-good story. He returns to the mound after battling with leukemia. He said he would, and he did. He came on the mound, I think, in the seventh inning, and he got a 1-2-3 inning. Or he allowed, like, a walk or something. But it's nice to see a guy do that.
Yes.
Come back from leukemia. That is just round of applause for that, honestly. Like, it's hard to come back from that. And he did, and he said he texted his teammates every day. And here he is. He's back.
Cancer
Cookie
sucks.
Cookie Carrasco is back. It does. And then, not so sad news or somber news, Pete Alonso broke the Mets club record for home runs in his rookie season. How about that? His 42nd home run of the year. He's up to 43 now after homering yesterday. I mean, what more can you say about this guy? He's amazing. I love him. I have his jersey. I mean, I love this guy, and I hope he's a Met for his whole career. I mean, this kid coming into the league, he knows how to handle an interview, as some stars come in and they don't know how to handle an interview. Dustin Pedroia, I'm looking at you. But
actually, like, you're looking at me right now.
And okay. Me.
Yeah.
But yeah.
My name's
so
not
I
Dustin.
Love Pete Alonso. But all right, scores, we will roll through those pretty quickly. And then there's not really any hockey news today, so we're going to go with college football. No hockey news. Really the only thing, everybody hasn't signed. All the RFAs we mentioned last week have not signed. Scores.
But Justin Williams said he's taking this NHL season off for the Carolina Hurricanes. Checked Twitter this morning and saw that tweet. And
that
I was like,
okay.
Good for him. I mean, I know it's just one of those things.
It takes a toll on you. It does.
Yeah.
Especially over a 82-game season plus however many they played in the playoffs, it takes a toll on you. And you get burnt out.
Yes.
Everybody experiences it. Pros, little kids,
my grandmother,
teenagers, your grandmother,
and
they all experience it.
I mean, another sad part of news in hockey, Jack Johnson is still a member of the Penguins.
And, yeah.
He's not wrong.
And is Eric Gabranson, so I'm sorry.
The best D pairing in the history of the league. All right. MLB scores. St. Louis in the first game of the doubleheader beat Cincinnati 4-3. Oh, God. Sorry, I'm watching the Mets game. Bachelor just gave a 3-run home run. Oh, my God. Just get out of this game. All right.
Yankees beat Oakland 5-4.
Walk-off home run by Mike Ford. That will be a clip.
Houston beat Toronto 2-0 in that no-no that we talked about earlier.
Yes.
Minnesota beat Detroit 8-3.
John's gonna make it a point to emphasize it like that every single time.
Sounds natural now that I say it.
Minnesota. That's not that's what, all right. Tampa Bay beat Cleveland 8-2. Washington beat Miami 9-3. Kansas City against Baltimore in the potential World Series match or potential ALCS matchup. Kansas City and Baltimore. Just kidding. The two worst teams in the league. 6-4. Kansas City won that one.
They should have a wild card for the first overall pick.
Every once in a while, they should just throw like one of the bottom six teams in the league into the playoffs and see how they do.
It's a lottery.
Yeah, it's a lottery. Milwaukee shut out the Cubs 4-0. Seattle beat Texas 11-3. The Pirates beat Colorado 6-2.
Yeah!
In the match,
it's about time.
What's that supposed to mean?
San Diego. You know exactly what that's supposed to mean.
San Diego beat San Francisco 8-4. Boston beat Los Angeles 4-3. The Angels, in 11 innings, the Dodgers beat Arizona 4-3. The Braves beat the White Sox 5-3. Cincinnati in the second game of the doubleheader won 5-3 against St. Louis, and the Mets lost to Philly 5-2 on Sunday Night Baseball last night. And then we go to college football. John Hanna, you can take over for that one.
All right. First regular season. I mean, week zero was last week. Couple games, but nothing too big. College football is back, baby. Number one Clemson beat Georgia Tech 52-14. Number two Bama beat Duke 42-3. Number three Georgia beat Vanderbilt 30-6. Number four, OKLAHOMA, Oklahoma.
All right, John, let's calm it down a little bit over there, pal.
Beat Houston 49-31. Number five, THE Ohio State University.
Boo.
Beat Florida Atlantic 45-21. Number six, LSU beat Georgia Southern 55-3, but that's not even the highest score on this list. Jack O'Brien will be happy. Michigan beat Middle Tennessee State University 40-21. Number 8, Florida beat Miami at 24-20. Number 9, Notre Dame faces Louisville tonight at 8 o'clock. Number 10, Texas beat Louisiana Tech 45-14.
Some big scores.
Yes.
But they get bigger.
Oh, yeah. And in a battle, the only top 25 battle we have today, or of the weekend, number 11, Oregon lost to number 16, Auburn 27-21. Number 12, Texas A&M beat Texas State 41-7. Number 13, Washington beat East Washington 47-14. Number 14, Utah beat BYU 30-14. Number 15, Penn State beat Idaho 79-7.
We are.
Oh, my Lord.
And Pitt still eats bad word.
Yes.
Hey, Goob, let's calm it down over there, pal.
Hey.
And my national champions, UCF, number 17, beat Florida A&M 62-0.
Wow, what a barn burner that was.
Michigan State beat Tulsa 28-7. Wisco beat USF 49-0. Number 20, Iowa beat Miami of Ohio, or Iowa beat Miami of Ohio 38-14. Number 21, Iowa State just beat out Northern Iowa 29-26 in triple overtime.
That's a lot of overtimes.
The closest team to me, Syracuse beat Liberty 24-0. Washington State thrashed New Mexico State 58-7. Nebraska beat South Alabama 35-21. And then rounding out the top 25, Stanford beat Northwestern 17-7. And now it's everyone's favorite part. Goop.
This is why I'm back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the segment where I mispronounce everything.
Yes.
Woo!
All right. Starting off,
we have...
And I will correct you on these.
Yes,
I will.
Sit down! All right, the game's over. Mets won. Let's go. Right into Goob mispronounces everything. All right,
we have... First off, we have Vasily Poledoskin.
Oh, it's not updated yet, so... Well,
is that right?
It's Vasily Poledoskin.
Yeah,
you might want to refresh that. We have an updated document.
Yeah, I got rid of that one just because even Tyler and I weren't entirely sure.
Let me reopen the email here.
And I added one at the end.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Where are we at here? okay. We have Aristotle.
What is that? What did you say?
He said
Aristides Aquino.
There you go. That's actually right. Aristides Aquino. He's a batter for the Cincinnati Reds. By the way, 15 home runs in his first 108 plate appearances in the major leagues.
Pretty good.
Ridiculous.
We have Franmil Reyes.
There you go. Franmil Reyes. That was a little bit of an easier one.
We have James Rodriguez.
It is not James Rodriguez. He's
Yamez.
It's James Rodriguez.
James. I was going to say, did you really put, like, I pronounced that James Rodriguez?
There you go.
We have Socrates Brito.
There you go. Socrates Brito.
Yaroslav. This is like deep Russian right here. This is Yaroslav Svechkovsky.
Close enough. It's Yaroslav Svechkovsky.
Interesting. Charles Leclerc.
Nope.
Charles.
Nope. Charles Leclerc. Charles.
You could have at least put Mike LeClaire in there. Make it a little bit easier on him.
Then yeah, oh my God. All right, this last one here. Yannick. Oh my God.
Oh no, I don't want him to say this. I really don't
Yannick
want him to
Yannick Ngakoue.
Close.
It's Yannaku, right?
No, it's Yannick Ngakoue.
Ngakoue?
Ngakoue.
Zimbabwe?
Yes. Zimbabwe?
And now it's time for the clips.
Clips.
So
it's time for clips, ladies and gentlemen.
First off,
let's do John's because he just threw this in last night when we were making the document, yeah. And I don't know what it is.
Well, it's actually so Formula One was back last week, or actually on Sunday, and Charles Leclerc, who he just mentioned, had his first F1 win, and one of his best friends actually was killed in F2 the day before. So.
Charles Leclerc can now see the checkered flag, and for the first time ever, Charles Leclerc wins a Formula One Grand Prix. Charles Leclerc wins the Belgian Grand Prix.
So just nice little thing there, you know, one of his best friends passed away because, did you see the wreck?
I did not.
It's...
Well, with that face you just made, I definitely don't want to look at it, but all right. And then the next one, we just talked about this. No hitter for Justin Verlander, his third of his major league career, and his second at the Rogers Center against the Toronto Blue Jays. Did it last time in 2011 with the Detroit Tigers. Here we go, the clip.
Ground ball to third. Toro is there. His throw in time. Justin Verlander. Another exclamation point in a Hall of Fame career. His third career no hitter. One of six in the history of the game with three or more, and his second here at the Rogers Center.
So, I mean, his third no-hitter. And by the way, the only base runner in that game was a first-inning walk. Other than that, perfect. So and he was still pumping 97 in that ninth inning, by the way. He just gets – he's 36 years old, and he's getting better as the years go on.
Do you think – do you agree with what he said?
Oh, yeah.
Hall of Fame?
Yeah. I mean, he's got his ring now. And he's got a Cy Young. He's one of the best pitchers of our generation.
Like, yes.
The guys that we grew up with.
Yes.
Guys like Verlander, Doc Holliday, Johan Santana, all these guys came up with.
Big Sexy.
And Bartolo Colon.
Unfortunately not up there.
Not up there, but yeah. That's no. And then Pete Alonso's record-breaking home run. We will take you right to that. Let's go.
From Citi Field.
Rockets one out to right field. That goes Castellanos at the wall. It's all here. Pete Alonso has the Mets club record. His 42nd home run.
I'm going to chip in and tell a quick story that might be a little fun to Tyler here. He just put on his Mets jersey as he hit that home run.
Oh, yeah. This was last night. This is a different game.
Oh, really?
Last night, when Pete Alonso hit his home run, I put on my jersey, and the next pitch, he blasted one out. But, yeah, club record. I mean, the ball sounds different off his bat.
Also, I found one of the replies to the tweet.
Yeah.
It's from the Man United reserve team supporter. The shape of Pete Alonso's body bothers me.
That's pretty good.
Thank you, @Jezza928.
Yeah, but like, I mean, there's not. The ball just sounds different coming off this man's bat. Let's be real. And I love this kid. Like, I hope he's a Met forever, as I said before. But yeah, and then Cookie Carrasco coming back. This clip is certainly a bit bittersweet, a bit of emotional. Let's just say that.
Cookie has been out since early June when he was diagnosed with leukemia. And the Tampa players are all out on the top step of the dugout giving him a standing ovation. I think Cookie's a little bit emotional right now. Lindor is just trying to make sure he stays focused on the job at hand. Understandably, a wide range of emotions for Carlos Carrasco right here.
So it's really a nice thing. And the fact that the entire Tampa Bay crowd and Tampa Bay players were giving him a standing ovation up on the top railing. I mean,
it's
baseball is unmatched. And it's like, I mean, obviously you can argue the same thing for every sport, but it's bigger than baseball there. Like it's a thing that's bigger than baseball. And all right. And then the last one, Mike Ford hit a walk-off home run, and Michael Kay's voice is still not too much back yet. I don't know what he was. Did he have?
It's still. I don't know what he had, but it's good that he's back. Cause I forget who was going in replacement of him. They weren't bad, but they were not Michael Kay.
Yeah, I like Michael Kay. Always have.
And the payoff. Driven deep to right center field. See ya! They've done it again. Mike Ford walks in. Hit. Game-winning home run, and the Yankees come all the way back and win this one 5-4.
I mean, the Yankees have 90 wins already. Like, yes. It's getting to be ridiculous. And then there's still Yankees fans who are making fun of the Mets for, like, having their run and stuff. Like, your team is, like, a billion games in first. Let us have our good thing for once. But, yeah, Mike Ford, only at-bat of the day, made it count.
Also, I would like to point this out. I don't know where I saw this, but this was tweeted two days ago. So, in 1999 to 2000, here were the highest played players in the four major sports. Just a bit of a odd
stat. Oh, yeah,
step.
And I got one more thing.
Enlightenment?
Yeah. NHL, Jagr, 10.4 million. Woo. NBA, Shaq, 17.1 million.
Shaq Fu.
MLB, Bell, 11.9. NFL, Troy Aikman, 10.75 million. Now, for next year, NHL, McDavid, 12.5. So only a $2.1 million difference.
I mean, that just sort of shows what the effect of salary caps had on the NHL.
NBA, Westbrook, 41 mil. MLB, Mike Trout, 35.5.
Oh, my.
And then NFL, Russell Wilson, 35.
I want to say the only deserving player in the MLB with that big of a contract is Mike Trout.
Yes.
Pablo Reyes.
Yeah. What?
Pablo Reyes should be paid that much.
Dude, Pablo Reyes is hitting like 180. All right.
Pablo Reyes is the best player ever.
That John does not know.
I know who Pablo Reyes is.
All right, but what I was going to say was the Twins broke the major league record for home runs in a season by a single team.
Yes.
And if that doesn't show you that the ball is juiced, I don't know what does. Because they have a chance to get 300 home runs by the end of the season.
Yes.
And
that's cheating.
Stay tuned. Our first epic, whenever it is going to be the juiced ball episode. I'm going to have my friends on. And I don't know if John's going to be here for that one or if he's going to sit it out and just chill.
I don't know where I might be. I don't even know where I would be.
I'll be here in spirit.
Goob will be here in spirit, but we're definitely going to well research that one out. So that's going to be I don't know when it'll be. We will tweet that out. By the way, follow us on Twitter at NeutralZoneRMU. I was going to plug that. But, so we will go right to the card of the day, the best segment of the day. And, John, who is it?
It is, if it... Hang on. Would you like to know who it is? It is, if this video loads, I'm going to introduce this player with a clip. There's Marian Hossa, the sidekick shot, he scores! Drawn back across, and it's Saad drifting again. That is Brandon Saad.
Brandon Saad.
Or as Goob would call him, Brandon Saad.
Brandon Saad.
2018-19 Upper Deck MVP, number 67, Brandon Saad. This card, you know, Upper Deck MVP has sort of always been there in the hockey world. I like these sets. This one, not bad. It's got a good design. Little gold tinge on the side. You know, I mean, obviously you guys can't see the card. If we had YouTube, you guys would see it, but we don't want to get copywritten. So,
and can't you just – you're just going to tweet it out anyway.
Yeah, I forgot to do it last week, so I will do it this week for both cards. But, yeah, 43rd overall in 2011 by Chicago Blackhawks. He's been a lifetime Blackhawk, except for a couple of seasons he spent – took a sabbatical in Columbus. John, where were those transactions?
So, on June 30th, 2015, Chicago traded Saad's negotiation rate
– at the draft.
Yes, for as a pending RFA, along with Alex Broadhurst – and Michael Paliota, is that how you pronounce it, Paliota? I don't know. He never.
Goob, do you know?
That sounds right to me.
To Columbus in exchange for Jeremy Morin, Marco Dano, Artem Anisimov, former Buffalo Sabre Corey Trapp, and a fourth rounder in 2016, which I don't remember what that ended up being, but I don't think it ended up being anything.
Yeah.
And then Goob, you want to go after the next one? What he was traded back to Chicago for?
Oh, my phone locked. Give me a second here, ladies and gentlemen. He was traded for Artemi Panarin, Tyler Motte, and a sixth-round draft pick in 2017.
And he was traded with Anton Forsberg and a fifth-round draft pick.
Yes.
Panarin not going to be good on the Rangers. Book it now. That's my US bum.
Oh, right. He was supposed to be on the Islanders, wasn't he?
The Islanders. Oh, yeah.
Speaking of the Islanders, I just want to ship in and say I found a funny picture on Instagram which says
expectation, reality. It's Panarin versus Derek Brassard. Derek Brassard, yeah. All right. In 530 games in his career, 148 goals, 166 assists for 314 points, and he's a two-time Stanley Cup champion. Not a bad career.
Just
for
like Joe Kessel.
And one-time All-Star.
One-time All-Star.
I think that was in 16.
Oh, yeah. But that's all we got to say. I mean, a bit of a shorter episode today. We didn't have a lot to talk about in the hockey world.
Yep.
But we will
be
back.
We are 1 month away from
hockey. We will be back
hockey.
Next Monday. I don't know if John will be here. He is going away next weekend. I don't know if he'll be here on Monday. If so, I will probably recruit Owen Krebs to co-host the podcast with me. Somebody else, who knows? All right, we will see you next week. As always, follow at NeutralZone on Twitter. Interact with us. We want to hear what you have to say about these week's podcasts, and we need to get our brand out there a little bit. Maybe we'll make some shirts. John made a bath mat from the Neutral Zone that's really cool.
I've stepped on that, and it is very nice. My feet thoroughly enjoy that bath mat.
All right, we will see you next week. As always, I'm Tyler Gallo, and that's
I'm Goob.
I'm John Hanna.
And we will see you next Monday. Peace.